This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. There's a little bit of tarnish on the campaign slogan for Houston area prosecutor Devin Anderson that reads, "One tough prosecutor." She is quick to defend herself against criticism for indicting a journalistic use of an assumed name while completely avoiding a grand jury vote on the sale of abortion specimens. True, there is likely no actual direct influence on the case by a Planned Parenthood board member that works as a prosecutor on her staff. But the criticism says there seems to be a collegial affinity for abortion providers in the prosecutor's office. A big election campaign donation from an abortionist's attorney might not spell actual bias, but completely missing two prosecutions of abortionists where there has been copious evidence indicating wrongdoing at least gives credibility to critics of the Harris County, Texas, district attorney. The Houston grand jury case is being called a political hit job by Fox News' Megyn Kelly. David DeLayden's attorneys seem to strengthen that contention, saying that citizen journalists are protected under law and allowed to assume names, even with fake ID. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life.
Abortion activists want to use the Zika virus outbreak. Catholic countries of South America have resisted killing as a solution for such problems. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.